Good afternoon, 3:06, and it is time for The Scoop here on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Thank you for listening in to what is going to, I guess, be known as day two officially of The Scoop, as things got cut a little short yesterday due to the weather coverage. But nonetheless, I want to make sure to direct you to our website, where we've got the Scoop show page, .com/thescoop, where you can see the logo for the show, and also has a link to get to our podcast. Had a chance to talk with one of our regular guests for the show, Brandon Warren, who covers the Twins. A great interview with Brandon, and that was yesterday's podcast, so be sure to check that out on the website. That was yesterday's podcast, as I mentioned, and you can go to the list where we've got all of the podcast episodes that we'll be compiling here for The Scoop, myklgr.com/podcast/thescoop. So didn't really have a chance yet to kind of run down everything that we will be able to do. Tried to do that a little bit on Monday, but obviously with the show just getting underway, it is hard to get to everything all at once. We do have an email address for the show, and that will come into play quite a bit. I hope to try to have a lot of audience participation, so to speak, with this show. And we already have one question for this week that I encourage you to take some time to think about and give an answer. I'll read some of the answers on the air throughout the week. The first question, since we kind of started off the show this week and are getting things underway, first question for this week is, how do you rank the pro teams here in Minnesota between the Twins, Timberwolves, Vikings, and Wild? How do you rank them 1 through 4 in terms of which team is closest to being ready to win a championship? We just had the Stanley Cup Finals over the weekend, giving the Pittsburgh Penguins the Stanley Cup. The NBA Finals continuing here this week, and it has been a while since any Minnesota teams have been in some of these big types of games, but pretty much all of them trending in the right direction. So we hope to see them sometime soon in any sort of championship game in the four major sports there. So that is this week's question. How do you rank the four pro teams, 1 through 4, in terms of which team is closest to winning a championship? You can send your answers to thescoop@alphamediausa.com. So if you've got an answer that you'd like to have read on the air, already do have a couple of responses in. And again, the email, thescoop@alphamediausa.com. One ranking system here that we've got from one of the listeners has the Wolves first, which is an interesting way to look at it. But certainly with the roster they've compiled, pretty easy to go with the Timberwolves. Then it's the Vikings, then the Wild, then the Twins. I guess my official rankings for this question would have the Vikings first, then the Timberwolves, then the Wild, then the Twins. But I'm sure there are going to be probably quite a few responses with the Vikings on top. But who knows? We'll have to see. If you've got a way that you like the rankings to look, send us an email, thescoop@alphamediausa.com, and we'll make sure to read off some of those responses here throughout the rest of the week. We've got a good show on deck here for today. Going to be more of a discussion day here today. I do have a couple of segments that will typically be running on Wednesdays, but with yesterday, I had quite a few things to get to. So that is going to be the plan here for today, is just to kind of run through some of the topics from yesterday and today. But let's start off the show here today by taking a look at the top headlines of the day. We'll start off the show like we do each and every day with Jump Ball, where we take a look at the top sports headlines for the day. And this one is going to be kind of an interesting way to lead off the show. Pete Rose, the unofficial all-time hits leader for Major League Baseball, had some pretty strong feelings about Ichiro, who is very close to breaking the all-time hits record when you combine his hits from Japan and the United States. Ichiro, in fact, with a hit today, has tied the record that Pete Rose had for hits in a career. But Rose doesn't think that those hits that Ichiro accumulated in Japan should count amongst his numbers in the United States. So we will take a look at that a little bit later on here today. I have a solution that I think should hopefully have everybody involved smiling and being okay with that resolution. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on here today. Second headline, I was going to get to this one yesterday. We'll talk about it today near the end of the show. The NBA draft coming up on the 23rd, so just over a week away. And the Timberwolves continue to be the subject of some interesting trade rumors. So we will talk about those. Also, some other NBA trade rumors as well. Saw one earlier today that almost made my jaw hit the floor. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on here in the show today. Minnesota Twins playing game two last night against the Los Angeles Angels. And the Twins, for the first time in 2016, lost a game to the Angels. We'll talk about that here today as well. And we've got an injury that happened to a certain NFL player, Darren McFadden, running back for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know if I've ever seen an injury quite like this, and there have been some strange ones that happen during any of the major sports. So we'll talk about that as well. And, of course, a headline that we'll mention, we have a Vikings analyst lined up that we'll be talking to a little bit later on down the road to break down fully what's going on with the Vikings in the off season. But for right now, just mentioning the Vikings are at mandatory minicamp as they continue to get ready for the season before training camp starts up later on here this summer. So those are your top sports headlines of the day here for today, Wednesday the 15th. And as mentioned, we will talk about some of those a little bit more in depth coming up on The Scoop. As for right now, we're going to take a short break, and we will come back with much, much more here on today's edition of The Scoop.
You're listening to The Scoop.
I'll be back.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9 is radio you can depend on for sports and play-by-play.
Back here on The Scoop and teasing a segment. We're not going to get into it fully here today, but we'll start it up next week, called The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to bunch groups of individual performances throughout the various sports, and we'll read them off as The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And then at the end, I will pick the best, the worst, and the ugliest. So basically, if a pitcher has a bad pitching performance, depending on how bad, they might be the bad or the ugly, and should be some fun here as part of The Scoop. But as I said, we've got a lot to cover here today, so just going to tease that segment here for today, but we will get into that fully next week. Wanted to start off by talking about the hit king controversy in Major League Baseball. Pete Rose with some very pointed comments at Ichiro Suzuki, who has equaled his total of professional hits in Major League and baseball elsewhere as well, with 4,000, and I believe the number is 4,526. So congratulations to Ichiro, as he is closing very fast on 3,000 career hits in Major League Baseball. I think pretty safe to say a surefire Hall of Famer, but whether or not he is the all-time hits leader in professional baseball, according to Pete Rose, he doesn't think so. Thinks that the hits that Ichiro acclimated in Japan should not count towards his total, and just seems like Pete's still kind of having some trouble appreciating baseball as a sport, as he was banned from being part of the Hall of Fame for betting on baseball while he was a player and manager. So it just seems like Pete is a little bit bitter still. But a surprising player that came to Ichiro's defense, Mark McGwire, the former Oakland Athletic and St. Louis Cardinal, who marveled at the accomplishments that Ichiro has been able to have since he got here. And now the assistant hitting coach, Mark Grace, for the Arizona Diamondbacks as well, saying how he thinks that Ichiro's hits on both leagues should count together. So we'll have to see. My solution to this situation is to let Pete Rose still be the hit king of Major League Baseball. That is just fine. Let him have that. But if Ichiro, he should very well break that record later on this year. And in fact, probably later on today, as he already has one hit today in some early baseball action. Make Ichiro the all-time hit king for baseball in general. So there you go. That's my solution. Pete Rose can stay the all-time hits leader for Major League Baseball. Ichiro, make him the hits leader for all of baseball. And if both players can be happy with that, we'll have to see. I'm sure Rose probably will not be, but Ichiro should be fine with that. And we all will be also. Speaking of Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins taking on the Los Angeles Angels last night. It was Irving Santana on the mound trying to shake off what has been a really rough start to the year for Santana, as he came in with a 1-6 record and a 4.77 ERA. Had a chance to talk with Brandon Warren about this yesterday. And it seems like, from what he said, Santana just gets into a nice groove. He's cruising along, and then all of a sudden one hit leads to two, and so on and so on. And it's just hard for Santana to stop the bleeding. And that was the case last night. As the Angels get out to a 1-0 lead, the Twins tie it in the top of the second. But then two more runs in the bottom of the second inning for the Angels. Both teams score one run each in the third, and that gives the Angels a 4-2 lead after three innings. Both teams score again in the fifth inning to make it 5-3. Then the Twins cut it to a one-run deficit in the sixth, and it stays at that score of 5-4. So the Twins fall to 20-44 on the season. Santana 1-7 on the year, and his ERA now jumping up over 5. So the struggles continue for the starting rotation. We'll see if Santana can rebound in his next start. His ERA now 5.1 on the season. That is not good for the Twins. So those couple little talkers for our top sports headlines here for today. We are going to take another short break.
Radio you can depend on for sports and play-by-play.
Welcome back to The Scoop here on KLGR, 1490 AM, FM 95.9. Also, thank you to those listening in on myklgr.com as well. Continuing through the show here today and kind of playing catch-up here for today. A lot of great headlines between today and yesterday. One I'd like to get to here right now involves the bizarre injury to Darren McFadden that I talked about at the start of the show. And I've heard some weird injuries involving athletes from pretty much anything you can think of. But this one is going to be right up near the top of the list. McFadden has had surgery on a broken right elbow today that could keep him out all the way until the September 11th season opener against the New York Giants. Now, how did he break his elbow, you may wonder? Well, according to Cowboys coach Jason Garrett, the injury happened over Memorial Day weekend at McFadden's house. He fell on the elbow trying not to drop his cell phone. So he lost control of his phone, and instead of just letting it hit the ground and getting a new one, he opted to try to save it and ended up breaking his elbow instead. So unfortunate news for McFadden, absolutely, because he now will be behind the eight ball with Ezekiel Elliott now in for the Cowboys at the running back position via the draft, and also Alfred Morris, who will probably pick up a lot of the workload in his absence. But boy, that going to be right near the list of weird injuries that you hear that happened to athletes. That certainly is near the top of the list in my mind for Mr. McFadden and the Dallas Cowboys. We've got another segment that we will be typically having here on Wednesdays. We'll release that in full next week. It's going to be called Film Study, and we'll be taking a look at one or two sports movies, and they can be past movies or movies that are upcoming. And we will have the reviews of those movies, as well as probably play the trailers for you as well. So that's another segment that we'll be featuring on Wednesdays. Wednesday's kind of the slow day for sports of all sorts. So that day we will have a little bit more in terms of scheduled segments here on The Scoop. We're going to talk a little NHL before we take another break, as it was announced yesterday. Las Vegas is going to be the destination for an expansion NHL franchise for the 2017-2018 season. The final hurdles include the eye-popping $500 million expansion fee that the ownership group for this Las Vegas team has to put up to even be able to have an expansion franchise. Another place that was rumored to be one of the finalists for an expansion team was Quebec City. They haven't had a team since 1995, but unfortunately, they lost out to Las Vegas. Now, potential problems that this brings is that now one of the leagues will be have one more team than the other, so that might expand, that might speed up some expansion further for the NHL. But at this point, all signs point to the first professional franchise in the Las Vegas area being a hockey team. And apparently, according to Deadspin, the odds-on favorite to be the name for this hockey team is the Black Knights. So we'll see if that holds. We'll see if that sticks for this Las Vegas franchise. But another thing that is going to come out of this is an expansion draft, and this will have implications on the Minnesota Wild, as the expansion draft will allow this Las Vegas franchise to pick one player from every team. And Deadspin, with just some parameters for how this is going to work, I'll read through those quickly here. Teams will have the option to protect either 7 forwards, 3 defensemen, and 1 goalie, or 8 skaters at any position, and 1 goalie. So basically, you're going to be able to either establish who you keep, or you'll just keep a number of people that will be off limits to be drafted by this Las Vegas franchise. Second parameter, teams will be forced to expose at least two forwards and one defenseman who played at least 40 games in the previous season or a combined 70 in the previous two. So this Las Vegas team is not going to just get kind of the bottom feeder guys. There are going to be some pretty high-profile names that will be headed to this Las Vegas team. And also, of course, the Las Vegas team must draft one player from all 30 teams. So some other things that come along with this. Teams must protect players that have no movement clauses active in the 2017-2018 season, though they can ask those players to waive their no movement clauses. First and second year pros, including NHL and AHL time, are exempt. Teams can't reacquire players they trade after January 1st, 2017, prior to January 1st, 2018. The Las Vegas team must draft a team that earns between 60% and 100% of the 2016-2017 salary cap, and the Las Vegas franchise will get draft lottery odds equivalent to the team that finishes third to last in the league this upcoming season. So it's not going to be a team that comes in and flounders, so to speak, for the first couple of years. They're going to be brought in with the expectation that they will be able to compete within a couple of years after getting things in order. But exciting for NHL fans, I'm sure, that Las Vegas finally getting a professional team. We'll have to keep an eye on that as things move forward here for the NHL. So just a couple, couple of headlines that we were going to get to yesterday, but now having a chance to talk to about them today. And we're going to take another quick break here on The Scoop. We'll come back, take a look at weather, and we will keep moving on. It's already 3:40 here in the KLGR studios. Plenty more to come after this.
You're listening to The Scoop.
And that's the bottom line.
On KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Find each and every episode on myklgr.com under the Sports tab.
.349 already. Here today, winding things down here on The Scoop, and it's time to take a look at what's on deck here for tonight, taking a look at everything going on with games to be played here tonight. We'll start off in Major League Baseball, as there are some games already on the schedule, quite a few in action right now, including the Rockies hosting the Yankees. That game 5-2. In the top of the sixth inning, Rockies on top. 10 hits already for the Rockies in the top of the sixth inning. Marlins taking on the Padres. And that game in the top of the fifth inning, the Marlins holding a lead over the Padres 3-2. That game, as mentioned, in San Diego, top of the fifth inning. The Los Angeles Dodgers are in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. That game is in the fifth inning already. And it is 1-0, Diamondbacks on top. Pitching matchup in that game featuring Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers. And he is continuing to dominate the league here this year. 7 strikeouts in 4 innings, just 1 run allowed, that being a home run. But again, that game 1-0 in the fifth inning. Also underway, Giants hosting Milwaukee. In the top of the fourth inning, the Giants have a 4-0 lead over the Brewers in that one. Cubs and Nationals just underway from the nation's capital, and it is 1-1 that game in the top of the third inning. Games yet to be played here tonight, 6 o'clock. The Orioles take on the Red Sox at Fenway Park. Kevin Gausman against Stephen Wright, the pitching matchup. Phillies hosting the Blue Jays, Marco Estrada against Jeremy Hellix in the pitching matchup in that game. The Cincinnati Reds on the road taking on the Atlanta Braves. Bud Norris pitching for the Braves. Anthony Desclafini pitching for the Reds. Pirates and Mets at 6:10 tonight. Jeff Locke against Noah Syndergaard, the pitching matchup there. 6:10, Mariners in Tampa to take on the Rays. Nate Karns against Drew Smyly. Astros in St. Louis taking on the Cardinals. Colin McHugh against Adam Wainwright. Tigers and the White Sox. Mike Pelfrey against Chris Sale at 7:10. 7:15, the Indians at Kauffman Stadium taking on the Royals. Corey Kluber against Ian Kennedy. Then at 9:05, the Twins try to win the series against the Angels for the second time this year. Tyler Duffy will be pitching against Hector Santiago. That game again at 9:05 tonight. Also at 9:05, the Rangers taking on the Athletics. Derek Holland against Sonny Gray, the pitching matchup in that game. Some other results going on here today. And we'll see if we've got anything else on the schedule. The NBA Finals not resuming until tomorrow night. And that looks to be it. Just Major League Baseball on the schedule for tonight. We'll talk NBA Finals tomorrow with some news out of Golden State that will impact that series once again. So we will talk about that coming up tomorrow, as well as we've got a special guest lined up. I'll give you a hint. It is a Wild-related guest with the Minnesota Wild Road Tour coming through town, as we have been mentioning here on the air. We've got a special guest from the Wild lined up for tomorrow at 3:30. So you'll want to make sure to tune in then on tomorrow's show. Did want to talk about the NBA trade rumors that continue to swirl with the NBA draft coming up next week. And the Minnesota Timberwolves are heavily rumored to be involved in some of those trade discussions. The player that they are looking to most acquire appears to be shooting guard Jimmy Butler of the Chicago Bulls. Obviously a former player under Coach Tom Thibodeau when he was in Chicago, so it makes sense. It makes sense that they would be looking to try to acquire some players who know Thibodeau's scheme and would be great fits in the system. Butler, obviously a dynamic talent for the Bulls, a team that surprisingly, maybe not surprisingly, after Thibodeau left, have kind of taken a step back and are kind of in between now in terms of being ready to compete or needing to take a step back and rebuild. It won't come cheap, though, if they do end up trying to make a deal to get Butler from the Bulls, as apparently the Bulls are not content with getting the number 5 overall pick. Any deal involving Jimmy Butler, according to Darren Wolfson of 1500 ESPN in the Twin Cities, the Bulls would only send Butler to Minnesota if Andrew Wiggins is part of the return in that deal. And I think any Timberwolves fan would be in agreement with me by saying a pretty emphatic no to that scenario, as Wiggins just finishing up his second year in the league, a player who has almost an unlimited ceiling and one that the Timberwolves should keep a hold on to see how he develops over the next few seasons. So that trade rumor, I am probably going to just have to go with a no on that one, although it would be great to have a player of Butler's caliber with this Timberwolves team, but not at the expense of Andrew Wiggins. So we will just hope that they can acquire him in some other way, or if nothing else, if they end up drafting a player with the 5th overall pick, that works too. We will have our Timberwolves guest on The Scoop on Friday to break down all of the trade rumors affecting the Timberwolves and other teams. I saw another deal today involving former Timberwolf Kevin Love. It was rumored that he would be swapped with Carmelo Anthony of the New York Knicks. I don't think that one would work out either, as Anthony is a player that needs to have a high volume of shots in order to get into a rhythm, and with LeBron James and Kyrie Irving already on the team, it comes down to not enough shots to split between the three of them. So I think they're going to need to look to get a little more creative. Of course, if they win the NBA championship and come back to stun the Warriors, then maybe things get a little bit more evened out there in Cleveland. But for right now, just interesting to kind of hear the chatter going on with all those potential trades, the ones that do end up working out and the ones that don't either. But that takes care of our top headlines here for today. Just making the rounds on those. And we are just about out of time here for today's edition of The Scoop. As a reminder, you can always catch the latest episode of The Scoop on our website, myklgr.com/thescoop. Click on the link about midway down on the page to get you to the podcast tab so that you can listen to all of the episodes of The Scoop as we go here on KLGR.
All aboard! Enough's enough!
Taunting Marty Foster to throw him out, and he's gone.
Yeah, he gone.
Fans want an ejection. There he goes.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
So there you have it. A very, seems again like the time just flies by. But hope you had an enjoyable time listening to The Scoop here for today. A little bit more of a talker-heavy edition of The Scoop here for today, but we'll get those segments lined up next Wednesday and get those ready to go. Just trying to kind of get to some of the headlines from yesterday here for today. On tomorrow's program, we are going to talk a little PGA Tour and LPGA Tour with our teeing off segment. We'll also have the guest, as mentioned, the surprise guest from Minnesota Wild promoting the Minnesota Wild Road Tour that comes to town on Tuesday. And also a little bit of a surprise here. We'll be broadcasting The Scoop live from the Redwood Area Community Center on Tuesday for the Minnesota Wild Road Tour. So that should be a lot of fun as well. Be sure to check out, as mentioned, myklgr.com/thescoop. Give our podcast a listen as well. Thanks for listening in here today, and we will have another great show on the air for you tomorrow here on KLGR. Have a good rest of your Wednesday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.